You're writing your column daily, and you're involved in doing a lot of interviews for the celebrity magazines. But the Women's Resolution Center has been kind of a labor of love for you, hasn't it?
Oh, Phil, it absolutely has. I have been so enriched by meeting these women. These are all women who are victims on some level of domestic abuse. But what we wanted to do with the Women's Resolution Center was to do something groundbreaking. We asked ourselves, what can we do to enable women not to be physically injured by domestic violence, and also, by the same token, not to involve or have to involve their husbands in a police action every time their husband tried to discipline them? That's why we opened our Women's Resolution Center.
And these are all women who have been abused.
Some have experienced some level of domestic abuse, yes. Women's Resolution Center is a center that's looking for the solution to this idea of domestic abuse. And it is a fact that women who are battered feel they also love their husbands very much. And for whatever reason, they don't want to see these men go to jail. It's also equally true that a woman who has been battered by a man is very bruised, can be very marked, and certainly it is evident she can't go to work, she can't go out into public, she can't go about her life in the normal way.
And all right, tell me about the Women's Resolution Center in terms of what they teach. Is it conditioning or what?
Well, conditioning is uppermost. Women are not in the shape that you would need to be in to be able to absorb a punch. Now, we're dealing with Mary Ellen Braddock and Candy Batone, both women. These women, I just love them both. I've talked to them. They're both veterans of domestic abuse situations. They've both been married, in Candy's case, 20 years, in Mary Ellen's, 25 years. And they teach women, Phil, to use the parlance. They teach them how to take a punch. That's what, in a lot of...
Okay, now what do you mean by take a punch? Okay, because when I'm a man, and that has one meaning for me.
Well, I talked to Mary Ellen. We had a long talk. She said to me, Margaret, so many women today would not even be calling the police if they weren't so vulnerable. You have a lot of women who their conditioning is terrible. They leave themselves open. They don't, in a lot of ways, they don't use their feet. They're not moving about the kitchen. They're not, in other words, they're out of condition. They're overweight. They can't move.
Do you, when I interrupt you, do you believe this to be a question of conditioning? What about the men who are abusing them? Okay?
Well, I am talking about this strictly from where the woman is culpable and where she lends herself to problems that arise when their husbands are disciplining them. And I said to Mary Ellen, if you can show me, she says, I mean, so many women get marked and scarred, and there's a term that my husband used that Mary Ellen introduced me to, and I'd never heard it before. She says a lot of women have what is called a glass jaw. I'm sure you've heard this term.
Yes, it's a fighting term. It's generally used in the prize fight ring.
Well, we're not talking about fighting. I am simply talking about conditioning. I looked at the police files, and I looked at some of the other files having to do with domestic abuse. FBI files are available online through Freedom of Information. And you can also just go and peruse some of the records at your local police department. The physical shape of women today, by and large, is still pretty bad. They don't have enough wind. There isn't good muscle tone. They don't know how to use their feet. They don't know how to move around a kitchen or to move...
When you say move around a kitchen, what do you mean? When their husband is stalking them?
When they are in a vulnerable position...
When you're talking about their husband stalking them around a kitchen?
Phil, I've got to communicate this my way because I've got... There's a certain way that I communicate this in our resolution classes. When you're in a domestic violence situation, there is a way for a woman who may be the victim of physical abuse to use her feet in a shuffling motion to, in other words, to, there's something that in karate they call a drag step where you move and the body is now perpendicular to that of the aggressor. A lot of women are wearing makeup, and if you look at the prize fighters, for instance, you brought up prize fighting, Phil.
Yeah.
They put a lot of Vaseline around the eyes. I said, and Mary Ellen said this to me and Candy as well, she said, you know something, one thing we learned after years of being real veterans of this, that at night when he came home, believe it or not, just applying Vaseline around the eyes so that the blows glance off.
And but again, you're telling women to you know, men should not be hitting them. See what I'm saying?
Someday, Phil, I know we're going to address that. But until then, at least women can be in a little bit better shape when they get hit, so that when they do, they're able to take a punch and not be waiting there like, you know, Bill Johnson. You know Bill.
Yeah.
He says, well, a lot of them are tomato cans or Little Red Riding Hood. These are terms meaning the women have got to be in a lot better shape. That's what we teach at Women's Resolution Center, and I think we're doing a world of good for a lot of women.
All right. I've got so many questions for you. I don't know where to begin, but I want to give our phone number out as well. Margaret Gray joins me from the Women's Resolution Center, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You must, through the course of your day, get women saying to you, are you kidding? Are you telling me that I've got to stand there? Are you telling me?
Phil, I am not saying stand there. I'm saying, in other words, women today are victims of so much domestic violence because they're out of shape. I don't know what kind of road work they're doing. I don't know.
Are you talking about jogging and
all of that? The other thing, Phil, I realize that what I'm saying is very, very unorthodox, but that's how I made my name. That's how Margaret Gray made her name in the world of women's issues. I think outside of the box. I was talking to Gloria Allred about this, and Gloria, as you know, Phil,
she's a very class lady, and she's also a woman who advocates on behalf of women. What'd she think of this?
She had some issues with it, but she looked at me, she stepped back, she said, you know, that is really interesting. In other words, yes, we have to deal with men. Yes, we have to deal with anger management. But what are women doing on their side of the issue? If they were able, and when you use this term, if they were in better shape, able to take a punch, able to...
When you say able to take a punch, it sounds to me like...
I'm saying in that situation, able to engage the aggressor and not get so battered up by it. Because the two things that worry women the most about a domestic violence situation is obviously the physical scarring.
Well, obviously, because a lot of these women have to go to work and they have to be seen with these bruises. It's traumatic. It's degrading.
It absolutely is, Phil. And the other is the loss of security when the police obviously arrive and take that man, that husband, out of the home. How can we avoid both of these things for the short-term solution so that he doesn't go to the, you know, to jail and so that she's able to...
So you're saying if she's able, and you teach this in the Women's Resolution Center, if she's able to somehow... take a glancing blow.
There are ways, yes, absolutely. There are ways to engage a man if he's angry at you and he is attempting to discipline or whatever it is that you call.
And you've used that word discipline. I'm not sure that that's appropriate.
Well, whatever it is that he needs from you. And if you can move, if you've got a way to circle in the kitchen, in other words, when he is aggressing, there are ways to move and circle to cut the kitchen in half, cut the size of the kitchen off in him so that he doesn't have the room to move. I think really lends itself to the kind of terrible injury that a lot of women suffer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. There are going to be a lot of women weighing in on this, and you talk to a lot of women every day.
I talk to, literally, Phil, during the course of the week, hundreds of women. They're looking for solutions, and we really feel that this is... It's groundbreaking, but that's what I've made my reputation on.
All right, let me go over to Kim. Kim, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
I just don't think that you understand how crazy you come off. And I use the term crazy loosely, and I know you're thinking outside of the box, so you say. But it just sounds to me like you're saying, you know what, ladies, since you're going to get your ass beat, you might as well get some muscle.
No, I didn't say that at all. Because I don't want you to get your ass beat. If you know how to stick and move, if you know how to cut the kitchen in half.
I just think, I don't know, and I understand, again, you're thinking outside the box, and I think it's always great when you're in a talk radio situation because people should be able to bounce ideas off each other. But all I can hear and all I see is some poor woman sitting in her kitchen bulking up and getting ready because she's going to get a big smack in the mouth tonight.
No,
but you know,
you haven't been listening. It's not about getting a smack in the mouth. It's about...
Well, are you saying it's about avoiding the smack in the mouth?
Absolutely. About avoiding that smack in the mouth. That's why you need to learn how to take that punch so that you won't get as physically scarred.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Margaret Gray from the Women's Resolution Center on what she calls a groundbreaking idea. Women are being battered. One of the reasons being they don't know how to take a punch. And if they were in better condition, if they were in better shape, if they knew some of these things, it wouldn't be as physically traumatic as well as domestically traumatic in terms of the husband getting arrested. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. You know, you use this term, take a punch, and that's a loaded phrase. If women knew how to take a punch, there wouldn't be so many domestic violence calls.
Well, Phil, it was a phrase that we got from Mary Ellen and from Candy, because they both knew, being veterans of these situations. I mean, Mary Ellen, I talked with her, she's been married 25 years, and she has told me that at least once a week her husband engages her physically. And
why is she still with this guy?
Phil, that is a question that, you know, only those women can answer, for financial security. But she takes a beat. I shouldn't say she takes a beating.
She takes a beating once a week is what you're going to say, right?
No, I was going to say...
Well, you said she's what? She's
engaged, yes, physically. But she said over the last 10 years, since she learned how to toughen up, use Vaseline around the eyes, learn how to apply a butterfly bandage, that she is going to work now with far less bruising and with much, much more confidence in herself. Even though, yes, the domestic situation is always terrible. But,
well, okay, but you're not even addressing that. You're addressing how to put on a butterfly bandage and how to Vaseline up your eyes and how to take a punch. And to me, to my way of thinking, it doesn't address the problem of men and their violence.
But it is unorthodox that way, and that's why all of these domestic violence programs fail. They keep going at the man. Why are the women in bad shape? The conditioning of these women.
Well, you mentioned road work. You mentioned Vaseline around the eyes. It sounds like you've got a camp for a prize fighter.
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely.
Well, those are all phrases and terms used in the fight game.
Absolutely not. But those are also things used in the fight game, as you call it, that help the fighter preserve himself from injury. And that's what we're talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Stephanie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Stephanie, you there?
Oh, hello, yes.
Go ahead.
Hi. I'm a family physician in Orange County, and I am just totally appalled at what this woman is saying. And to say that you're supposed to fight violence with violence...
No, I didn't say that at all. Apparently you're not hearing me. I said that the women need to be in better shape.
Now,
you're a physician.
Why?
Do you know what the term take a punch means?
Yes, I do.
All right. Are you able to take a punch? No. I bet you the answer is no. Even though you're a physician,
I don't want to be able to take a punch.
Most women are in bad physical shape.
No, did you hear what the lady said? She doesn't want to be able to take a punch.
Right.
Well,
I don't want to be in a situation where I have
to
take a punch.
Do you know how to avoid a jab?
And I don't want to have one of my patients be in a situation where they have to take a punch either.
But they are. And I deal with the what is, not the what might be. They need to know how to avoid the uppercut. They need to know how to avoid it. Do you know how to avoid a jab?
And also the phrases that you find, I actually find offensive. When you say that women are being disciplined by their husbands, that's very offensive.
You know, you're really
phrase.
A thrill and a half, aren't you? Do you go to parties?
Do I go? Why does my physical entertainment have anything to do
I'm listening to your the way you're saying things, and you're really irritating me. And
why?
I'm sorry?
Why?
Well, she's just so... I'm a physician in Irvine. You know, it...
Well, Margaret, not everybody is ebullient the way that they express themselves.
I just want to call and let people know that are listening that this this way of thinking.
They need to know how to avoid a hook.
It's not a safe way for women to be walking around.
Everyone knows that that medical doctors are way behind in terms of prevention. You can deal with a busted appendix or a broken leg, but I'm way beyond what you're capable of, doctor. Now, they need to know...
You're talking to a doctor.
Can that doctor tell a woman how to avoid a straight right hand? No.
I don't want to be able to tell anybody how to avoid
that. Good, and maybe you don't want to be able to fix a broken leg.
That's right.
But some things are necessary.
People should not be in situations where they have to be doing that in the first place.
But they still get broken legs, doctor. They still get...
Broken necks.
All right, Lisa, I understand. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Summer, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I feel like this is a joke.
That doctor really made
me
angry.
What you are saying is so bizarre. I think that you are a dangerous woman because you get these women who have been abused whose perception of reality is so warped, and then you feed her this crap.
Can I ask you a question? How many combinations are you able to avoid? In other words, Summer, if I said to you, if I said to you, a man comes at you with a right hand, a left hand, and then an uppercut, and you're standing there,
I would call the police and leave his ass.
Oh, that really is going to help. It takes 10 minutes for the police to respond. In the meantime, he's beaten you.
I'm in great shape.
All right, that's good. What about your footwork?
I'm great. What the hell are you?
What do you mean her footwork? Are you saying?
To be able to dance away from a man who is coming at her with a straight right hand.
You know what, Ms. Gray? You sound you sound older. You sound like an older lady, and your views
are archaic. And that means that I have had experience.
And they're bizarre.
No, it's called experience. It's called having been there.
It's not okay.
And when your abusive husband starts circling you, what will you do when your husband starts circling you and cutting the kitchen in half?
I will marry a man who does that. And if he did, I'd leave him.
Well, you know how many women have said that?
Goodbye.
Well, Summer, you know how many women have said that? I won't marry a man like that. And they wind up doing it. And they wind up getting beaten into a puddle of lobster bisque. But she obviously didn't have the courage to.
Well, all right. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We're talking, what do you mean, the courage? That lady was outraged that you are saying women need to avoid straight right hands. You're talking as if this is something that is somehow a woman can control. That's what I'm saying.
Phil, women can control it. You know, the old traditional way of dealing with domestic abuse, I will leave him. Number one, the man follows. He stalks her until he finds her at whatever shelter she's been at. That doesn't work. I won't marry a man like that. Well, how many stupid women have said that and they wind up doing it? All right. Where does that leave us?
It leaves us dealing with the man. It leaves us, so this is my thing, dealing with the man. These restraining orders are bullcrap.
Well, I agree with you.
All right, the restraining orders are bullcrap. The men themselves should be incarcerated forever, as far as I'm concerned. You put your hands on a woman who is a weaker human being, then you should be put into a jail cell for no less than 20 years.
For assault?
Yeah, exactly. I think domestic assault ought to be elevated higher than just regular assault. I think it should be on a level of a federal offense. Just like a crime against a kid. A federal offense. So that the guy, once he puts his hands on a woman, you know, he never sees the light of day.
Well, that's ridiculous. What if the woman, she depends upon his salary. She depends.
So in other words, she's going to, so you're saying.
She needs to have that man there. 15,000 square feet. We've got at least 7 hanging bags. We have the heavy sandbags. Mary Ellen, who is a veteran of, if you think about it, Phil, her husband has, for want of a better term, smacked her around for each week for 20 years.
What are you talking about? That's 50 weeks a year times 20 is, I don't know what that is. It's like 400 or so. What is it?
Well, it's a lot of abuse, but she's a veteran of it, so she knows. And
so you're talking about Vaselining up the eyes, being able to sidestep.
Right, and what if he's a southpaw? And these are all things. Now, here at the Women's Resolution Gym, and right now I'm looking at some of the women who are working out. This isn't so much a boxing class. How do you toughen up? There's a lot of road work, a lot of rope jumping. We do a ton of rope jumping here. So that when you're physically fit, and someone, a husband, is lucky enough to land one, and I mean really land one, right like a bullseye, it's not going to swell the face as much. It's not going to bruise the face as much, because immediately all the nutrients go to that part of the face and begin to reinforce the face from collapsing in that area. This is what conditioning does, and I'm looking over here right now at Candy working with... Who is she, Candy? She's working with one of our newly arrived women and showing her how to... And they have headgear on for the first few sessions.
So they're just hitting them in the face while they're wearing headgear?
That's correct, yes.
1-800-449-8686. Lisa, go ahead.
I'm just confused. I don't get why we want to teach women it's okay to take it or show them how to mask it when they take it. Why aren't we teaching them how to leave? Why aren't there classes, more training sessions on how to get them up and out of that situation?
Well, first of all, if they leave, they go to a women's shelter, right? You go to a women's shelter, guess what happens? He follows you there. And so that's not an answer. The police restraining order, not an answer. As you well know, men violate those all the time. Secondly, if you shoot him and you kill him, then you go to prison yourself for the rest of your life. Why not be able to, if he comes into the kitchen and he's ready to start smacking you around, let's say, and...
Well, you know, the term smack you around...
Yeah, the words that you're using, I mean, to learn how to take a punch. You know, it's not like I'm training for a boxing tournament. You know, this is my life. This is, I could have kids. You know, these are things that are like...
Lisa, let me tell you something. I talked to Mary Ellen, and she told me when the day arrived that she was able to stand there, and her husband landed a full haymaker, I mean right on the nose, and her head just snapped back a little bit, but she just kept right on it. She said she kept up on the balls of her feet. And
Whoa. So in other words, the punch didn't lay her out.
Exact, but... Even more important, it didn't damage her physically.
If that's not the most important thing, I think the mental damage is what's at stake here. You know, if we could just let them hit us and hit us and see the scars, I mean, the mental damage is worse.
Well, the mental damage...
in that situation, taking those punches...
What kind of mental damage is it when he leaves and suddenly there goes the money? And now where are you?
It's not about the money.
You're living with your parents.
Women are independent, too. We can go out. We can get a job. We can do what we need to do to make, you know, to feed ourselves and to clothe ourselves. You know, we don't need men to do this. We can do this.
Lisa, you're talking about what ought to be. I'm telling you what is. Now, first of all, Lisa, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Well, when you get married, understand that it is most likely your husband is going to aim for your chin. That is a knockout punch. Because there are nerves... What is she laughing at?
I'm laughing at the fact that you're basically trying to teach women to expect to get hit. It's how I feel. You're expecting us to get hit.
Oh, my God. And so, in other words, don't get women to expect this, and they'll just be like babes in being led to slaughter. No, that's not me. You need to understand, Lisa, you may love him, but what happens if that night comes, he walks into the kitchen, and he's going for a knockout punch? All of the nerves in the chin area can cause the brain to black out. What you need to do...
Wait a minute. This girl isn't even married yet.
That's and my point. Here I am. Like, now I'm fearing marriage. Thank you very much, doctor. Okay, I'm really going to walk down the aisle now.
First of all, I'm not... Well, you know what? Maybe you should think a little bit longer about it. I think all women should.
I can't believe the damage that you're going to be causing on all these young, you know, young women, like, especially me. My age, 25. Great. Now I'm scared to get married. I'm not going to want to get married. He might hit me in...
You got to watch your language, and we had to dump out of her. She said she was scared blankless.
No, I heard her, Phil, but if we can tell young brides that footwork is so important, it's what keeps you balanced and allows you to spring away from a punch. So many women cross their feet. I emphasize, don't cross your feet, because when he goes for the knockout punch...
All right, did you hear what the girl said?
Yes, Phil, I...
You said you scared her. Because now she's going to get married and she's going to be expecting a husband. First thing she's got to think about is he's going for the knockout punch. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray from the Women's Resolution Center on domestic violence is so out of control that women need to learn how to take a punch. The first thing they have to learn is get their footwork ready, get their know where that knockout punch is coming from. What do you do if your husband's a lefty? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry. Margaret Gray is with us at the Women's Resolution Center, saying that women are being battered more than ever before. They don't know how to take a punch.
All right, I'm sorry I ever used that phrase because people totally miss it. What I'm trying to say is women are in such bad condition that when a man hits them, let's say he leads with his right hand and hits them on the...
What is it with you leading with the right hand, hitting them on the chin?
Well, if he hits them square on the chin, that's a knockout punch. How many women are trained to move their heads? You've got to keep your head moving. Don't just stand there. Move the head. And the other thing, Phil, that I think is very, very important is to cover up. And that's why you and I were talking about Muhammad Ali. A man is going to tire himself out throwing punch after punch after punch if a woman can cover up and still move. So you've got the hands over your head, and you're dancing around the floor backwards and forwards. That way he can't land a solid punch. Now he is tired.
All right, let's say he's tired himself out. He hasn't been able to land one solid punch because the woman is covered up. Now what does she do?
Now she goes into the bathroom, cleans herself up, or whatever. He's tired out. That, I don't know what you mean by what does she do.
Does she call a police?
Well, she can do anything. I'm talking about women that don't want their husbands to go to jail and also don't want their face to turn into fresh red meat.
Jesus.
You know.
Well, why are you frustrated with me?
Because I'm trying to get you to understand these things.
Well, 1-800-449-8686. So far, you've talked about feet work, don't cross your feet, keep your head moving, and if your husband's going to hit you, he's generally going to aim for the chin because it's a knockout punch.
Yes, and I know you don't approve of what I'm saying.
No, I don't think it's a cure for domestic violence, that's for sure.
Well, it sure is a cure from going to work with cauliflower ears and a nose the size of a balloon. Okay? Sorry I brought it up.
I understand about women being marked.
No, I don't think you do, Phil.
1-800-449-8686. April, go ahead.
Hi.
You need to turn your radio down, April.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem.
I'm getting extremely frustrated with this lady. I have lived
well,
this
Well, it
life.
Is unusual. What I'm proposing is very unorthodox.
It's extremely stupid. I mean, it
well,
really is.
I wouldn't characterize it that way. I think it's...
Well, I'm sorry, but I would. I lived the life. I know.
All right, then you know that he went for your chin, didn't he?
No. My chin was never.
He never went for the walk-up.
The side of my face, my temple area, my eyes, the back of my head beating on the floor.
Oh, well, that was easy enough for you to avoid. See, if you'd been to our class...
That was not easy to avoid.
If you'd taken our class...
What are you telling this lady? She had her head beaten on the floor.
This was not easy to avoid.
What kind of footwork did you have?
What kind of footwork?
Yes.
Lady, I had a man that was 75 pounds heavier than me coming at me. I wasn't watching his feet.
No, your footwork, not his. It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
You probably crossed your feet. No, she crossed
your
feet up.
I know
she did.
Footwork.
Can I ask you to hold on for a moment, April? Phil, this would really be... I've got Jim McDougall, who is a trainer. Jim, come on over.
Yeah.
Jim, ask the lady the question you...
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, this is Jim. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Who am I speaking with, please?
My name is April.
April, let me ask you, have you had any formal fight? What do you, not fight, but have you had any formal self-defense training?
I have now that
Jim's
I got out
a lot
of that relationship.
Okay.
All right. You know probably when your husband was pounding you on the floor, like you were saying, you probably had your feet crossed. And you weren't leading with the foot, which one hand you're going to throw,
I was laying flat on the ground.
Right, well, that's why, see.
See, Jim knows, and...
Wait a minute, I don't think you guys get it. This lady, you're not talking about some guy's coming at her. He's wrestling her to the ground, probably, pounding her.
I just think that you would have benefited, April, from our
lady,
training.
Have you ever been beat on?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever been beat on?
I've mixed it up with some, not by a man, no. I've slapped a few women
with
around.
With somebody that you loved and that was supposed to love you.
Have I ever been beat on by someone that I loved?
And that was supposed to love you and that you share children with?
You're talking about Frank. That's my husband. That's the only one.
Frank, you have to...
I got to tell you, April, Frank would never dare lay a hand on me. If he did, I would geld him alive. I would tie him to a tree and slice it off with a rusty can.
Okay, that's fine. Jesus.
Well,
if you enrolled in my class, you'd still have control of the left side of your face, is what I'm trying to say.
I've got control of both sides of my face, thank you.
You do. Well, then, yes. How badly did he beat you?
Oh, he beat me very badly.
I don't understand. You don't have any neural damage.
I've ended up with epilepsy.
April, this is Jim. Did you have any neural damage?
Yes, I've ended up with epilepsy because of damage that was done to my brain.
Does one side, do you limp across the sidewalk or any of this kind of thing?
No, I have seizures.
Okay. See, that probably could have been avoided, Miss Gray. I could have put her on a speed bag.
Have you ever worked a speed bag?
Will you come on?
Pardon?
I am really upset with the way you're interrupting, Phil.
What do you mean she should have worked a speed bag? April, how you doing now?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
You're away from this man, and are you newly...
Oh, yeah, he's in prison.
Are you remarried, or...
Oh, yes, I am. He's in federal prison for all he done to me.
All right, now, the man you're married to now, has he gone for the chin, or his...
I'm hoping that the man doesn't hit you.
The man that I'm married to now is a godly man and would never lay a hand on me.
Well, if he does, remember the knockout punch is always the chin.
Let me tell you something.
The chin.
Say that again, April. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go. And thank you so much.
I want to say something to that lady.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, if she's going to be in this business, you know, the women that have been in this situation have been through enough. And she might do a little bit better off by being just a little more compassionate.
Oh, darling, that's all I'm trying to be. If you'd put in a little more Vaseline on your face.
Where is your compassion?
I'm trying to teach the women how to move their feet and cut the kitchen in half.
What is that guy?
That's not going to help them.
All right, April, thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
You've got a cut, you've got a jive. The other thing, too, Jim, that you were telling me about is a good cut, man.
Let's see if you learn how to butterfly, yeah.
If you can butterfly your own cuts, Phil, butterfly. Yeah,
I know what it's called. Hold on for a minute. This woman, Margaret Gray, is with something called the Women's Resolution Center, and now I know what she means by resolution. And she says it was an unfortunate choice of words. She says that domestic violence is out of control because women can't take a punch. Training, moving the feet, moving the head, and leading with the foot in which direction you're going. 1-800-449-8686. That's why women are getting beat up. They don't have good conditioning. The world famous Phil Henry Show will be right back. All right, let me get to a phone call here real quick. This is, hold on for a minute. Leslie, where are we going, Leslie? Leslie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Leslie, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I've been in an abusive relationship now for about 4 years.
You're still in it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. I'm not good, but you're the kind of woman that I want to talk to.
I don't think I want to talk to you because stuff you're saying sounds ridiculous. And I think it's because you've never been in the situation, so you really don't know what you're talking about.
Why are you in the situation, you see? You're still there. Obviously, you don't want him to leave. So, therefore, can you take a good right hand? Right on the chin. No, you can't. I'm sorry?
I can't take a good right hand. That's not something that I want to learn how to do. What I need is somebody who's going to help me get out of the situation.
Well,
you are speaking about something that you don't know about.
I think if you learn... Look, Leslie, Jim McDougal's here, and he is going to demonstrate what we mean. I want you to stay on the line. Listen to this. Jim, I want you to... Now, Phil, I'm standing at the edge of the stairs that lead down to the locker area. And
why?
Because I want you to hear me fall down these stairs. And
wait a minute.
No, I want
Jim...
I can't
believe this.
Hold on for a minute, Leslie. This is fine. Jim, I want you to hit me square. Go ahead.
Ms. Gray, I don't ever hit a lady.
I said to hit me.
This is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, what you're doing is you're making people like my boyfriend think it's okay.
Are you okay? Margaret, are you all right?
Yeah.
She got knocked down some stairs.